kicked off. The UK phone hacking scandal. Where do you think journalists get the ideas for the stories they write? Careful research? Hours of investigation? Exclusive interviews? Some reporters thought they'd found the perfect way to get a scoop, by hacking into the mobile phones of the rich and famous. But now they've been caught. The phone hacking scandal began in 2005. In November of that year, an article appeared in the newspaper News of the World about an injury to Prince William's knee. The prince was immediately suspicious, as only two other people knew about it. So how did the news get out? A police inquiry led to the conclusion that someone had hacked into the prince's mobile phone voicemail messages. In August 2006, Clive Goodman, the royal editor at the News of the World, was charged with hacking the phones of members of the royal household. And on the 26th of January 2007, he was jailed for 4 months, pleading guilty to the phone message interception charges. A private investigator, Glenn Mulcair, was imprisoned for 6 months. On the same day, the editor of the News of the World, Andy Coulson, resigned. It seemed as if the affair had come to an end, but it hadn't. In July 2009, the story was back in the news. Several celebrities, including Sienna Miller, Heather Mills, and Jude Law, were convinced that their phones had also been hacked into. Many started legal proceedings against the paper, and an article in the Guardian newspaper alleged that phone hacking was far more widespread at News of the World than had previously been thought. In fact, they claimed that up to 3,000 people may have been affected. They also discovered that more than £1 million had been paid to settle legal cases connected to the practice, including £400,000 to Gordon Taylor, the chief executive of the Professional Footballers Association. The stories and rumours continued until the police finally decided to take action. In January 2011, after pressure from both politicians and celebrities, a fresh investigation was launched. Scotland Yard's Acting Commissioner Tim Godwin said that his force would leave no stone unturned in their investigation. This was followed in April 2011 by a spectacular development. News International, the parent company of newspapers such as News of the World, The Sun and The Times, issued an apology to 8 victims of phone hacking. The group admitted for the first time that phone hacking was common at the newspaper. Furthermore, they said that they would offer compensation to some of the 24 high-profile figures who'd started legal proceedings against the paper. One of the first to receive something was Sienna Miller, who formally agreed to £100,000 of damages and legal costs. The news group had probably hoped that this would put an end to the affair, but it seems to have opened a big can of worms. "The admission of liability is just the beginning," said a top lawyer. "The list of people who will now claim their phones may have been hacked will grow immeasurably." It isn't over yet.